just want to just briefly share from God's Word, very briefly this morning, as we've heard an update and on what God is doing in the Gambia, and we've heard of different details of the needs that are there and the opportunities as well. I just want to open up God's Word and see what He has for us this morning. Wanted to talk out of Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38 says, "And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When He saw the crowds, He had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then He said to His disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest.'" And so here we see Jesus' example, right? He goes to all these cities and villages, and He heals people, and He proclaims the gospel. And so He's going out, but we also see what? He saw the crowds. He didn't overlook the people, right? I mean, here is the Son of God come down to earth, and yet He's seeing people. He's seeing people in need, right? And He had compassion for them. I mean, think about that. Jesus Christ has compassion for sinners. And really, this word is really means this deep feeling within. It sort of comes from your gut, from your heart, this deep feeling for people, this compassion for people. He saw the crowds, and He had compassion. Right? And because, why? They were harassed. And it probably means the leaders of Israel are harassing them with all of these needless rules and all of these things. They were being harassed because they were helpless. It was like this image of being thrown on the ground, and they're just helpless. They can't help themselves. These are people in deep need, and they're like sheep without a shepherd. They're torn and thrown down. There is no leader, there is no guidance, no protection, no hope. They're helpless. And so Jesus goes and He sees these crowds in need, and He just doesn't walk away. He just doesn't overlook them, but He goes to them, and He sees and has compassion for them, because He sees how harassed they are and helpless, and they're in this pitiful state, right? No leader, and they realize, He knows that they need Him, right? They need Christ, the good shepherd. These sheep need Him, and He has compassion for them. So as we think about for our lives, do we have a heart for the lost? Do we have a heart for people like Christ, where when we see people, we see need? We see that they need Christ. We have compassion on people. We just don't overlook people. We just don't turn the other way and go on our own way and go on with our day. But we look at people and we see that when they are without Christ, they are truly harassed and helpless. They're trying to be satisfied in so many different things. And they're looking, some of them are looking for truth, but they're looking in all the right wrong places. And they're harassed and helpless. Do you see people like this? As you go out through your day and through your week, as you go to work, as you go to the store, whatever it may be, do you see people? And do you have compassion for them? Do you have compassion for them? And part of this is realizing that what was our previous state? We were lost. We were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd, like a sheep without a shepherd. And yet Christ had compassion on us, and He saved us. And He forgave us, simply because we placed our faith in Him. And so it's remembering the compassion shown to us, that then we can have compassion for others. So do you have a heart for the lost? And so we see our heart for missions, but we also see our part in missions. You see, Jesus says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." And so He's telling us the status of the harvest. It's plentiful. Really, it's large, it's abundant, it's vast, it's great. But what? The laborers are few. There's not enough to harvest it. Right? It's this image of going as if you ever, you know, I remember as a kid we had a cornfield in our backyard, like right behind our backyard. And so, you know, you walk a little bit into it and you're just like, where am I? Right? It's just like corn and corn everywhere. That's sort of the image. It's vast. There's so much of it, but Jesus says the laborers are few, and so he's saying the need is great. And Joanne even brought that out this morning, how there's very few missionaries right now in the Gambia, and there's so much need. Right? My heart was burdened as she spoke this morning in Sunday school and talked about the man who is searching, and God is working on his heart, and he's searching out truth, and has been talking to Joanne. And now she has to, of course, come back to the States. But he still wants to talk about Christ. He still wants to talk about spiritual things. But she says there's nobody there fluent enough in that language to discuss with him and talk through these things. The harvest is plentiful, right? The laborers are few. There's so much need out there in the world. And so Jesus says, shows us the need is great. So he says what? Therefore, because the need is great, what? Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And so we see the instructions because of the status of the harvest. Pray earnestly. Plead with God. Right? Pray to him. Pray to who? The Lord of the harvest. He's in control of the harvest. He is the Lord of the harvest. To what? To send out labor into his harvest. Right? It is the Lord's harvest, and we are to pray to him to send out laborers. And so we see missions is divine work, not a human endeavor. It is a divine work, not a human endeavor, right? So we don't just do this all on our own, but we say, God, we need you. You are the Lord of the harvest. The Spirit has to work in people's hearts. And so we simply go with the good news of Jesus Christ to them. And so we pray. But how often do we actually pray to God, Lord, prepare more people to go out into the harvest? Lord, send out people. Lord, who are you working on right now to be in the harvest 10 years from now, 5 years from now, wherever it may be? Are we praying for more harvesters, for more laborers? And you know, maybe you might just be that laborer. What's interesting is right after this, the disciples are sent out in chapter 10. Right? They are the very workers that they have prayed for. Right? And that there are others as well. But here, they're sent out right after this. And so maybe it's us. What is our part in mission? Our part is wherever we are. Are we sharing the gospel, discipling people? And so maybe for you, it's right here in Clearfield, right? And so you're to go out into this harvest. The harvest is plentiful in Clearfield. There are lots of people, lots of needs. We should have compassion on them. So maybe for you, it's right here in Clearfield. But maybe for you, it might be in Africa or through CEF, like Becca's doing, or some of these other places. There's lots and lots of needs, right, and opportunities. Maybe one of you may be a future missionary, right? I think about my own life in kind of in my high school ages, time period. I would have, if you told me that I would be a pastor, I would have said you were crazy, right? It was one of the furthest thing on my mind, but yet here I am, right? And you don't know what the future holds for you. Maybe it's missions, but maybe it's just in Clearfield discipling people as well. What is God going to do in your life? And so our part in missions is what? Pray and go. Pray and go. And so we're praying and pleading with God, send out laborers, Lord. It is your harvest, but we also people who go. And so we go out into our community and we share the good news of Jesus Christ out of compassion. And we also people who go to the mission field, like Joanne. And it's not always just people like me who are pastors and church planters and things like that. It's people like Joanne who's discipling people, witnessing to people, working the literacy program there. And so God can use all different types of gifts and talents and people like that. So I encourage you in compassion for the lost, we pray and go to the world with the good news of Jesus Christ, remembering that we were once lost and Christ showed compassion towards us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for your word and we're thankful that Jesus had compassion on us. Lord, out of his great love, out of your love, that you sent him down on the cross for our sins so that we could have hope, that we could have eternal life, that we can be forgiven of our sins. Lord, help us to show that compassion for others who don't know you. Help us to be sharing the good news of what Jesus Christ has done for us. Help us to be discipling those who need to be growing. And Lord, if there's someone here this morning that could be a future missionary, work and prepare in them. Lord, we plead, we pray to you to send out laborers into the harvest that is so plentiful. Lord, you are the Lord of the harvest, and we give these things to you. In Christ's name, amen.